We have a jack of all trades and that new. This is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next.
I like this.
Good choice.
It's like a, yes, yeah, no, you did that. You came through
it's
with
universal.
A good choice.
It's universal.
It is. Like, this is the one song that's always played on the radio
that
I'm not tired
of.
This is true.
You know?
This is true.
You can get away with it.
I like it. I keep listening to it all the time. Like, they play it on the radio, and I'm like, they can play it so, like,
it's
multiple
crazy.
Times.
And it's blown up really quick.
Like. Yeah, that one and the ASAP Ferg one, the Plain Jane,
oh,
I can.
Yeah.
They can play on the radio till, like, 5 years from
all
now.
Day,
I think
yeah.
I probably still will be okay with
For
it.
For real. I think so, too.
So, Havana. And you just came back from Atlanta.
I
now
did.
You're here.
I did. East Atlanta. I was in East Atlanta.
You
too.
Were in East
mm-hmm.
Atlanta too?
I was in East Atlanta.
Oh, wow. This song is about you.
It was. And I went and got me some wings, and I'm here.
Wings? What kind of wings?
Hot wings.
Hot wings?
You got to get hot wings if you're East Atlanta.
Cold. Where at? Like,
a,
I feel like I need to go to Atlanta.
So
I need to discover, like,
you know
the
what?
Waffle House.
I'd feel bad for telling you one specific place because there's so many good places to eat.
Really?
So, yeah. You got to have to figure it out. Like, once you get out there, just go and
just
roam.
Go
mm-hmm. and you'll
okay.
be happy
and then I'll come back like 20 pounds heavier when
probably,
I come back
probably but don't
but it'll be worth
don't
it
don't do that though don't do that don't do that
guys this is BHL's Next. I'm here with Juwan Smith.
Yo
you're here.
I'm here.
How you been?
I'm good.
Good.
Yes.
Busy
is good.
Working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, busy is good.
Busy is
so
good.
I want to get into all the things that you've done, but I'm going to take it back to when 2008,
okay.
modeling. Ooh. How did you get into that?
Well, I MySpace at the time came out.
MySpace
was out, and I was really like taking pictures, and mm-hmm. I started to see like you can get a following or whatever.
So damn,
started,
that was like
yeah, it was crazy.
In the beginning.
It was a thing. So
yeah.
I was taking pictures, going to school, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then a clothing company hit me up and was like, "Yo, we want to pay you like $300 to be like our first male model. We'll give it to you like weekly, and plus you can sell the shirts." And I'm kind of like, "Oh, well, wait, I can
yeah.
make some money doing this." So I told my parents, and they were kind of unsure. But like that day, I kind of just picked it up and haven't stopped. Like
really,
it's been crazy. So yeah, 2008 MySpace.
MySpace. Mm-hmm. I was just talking with somebody about MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace was jumping.
It was the
MySpace
platform.
Was
it was
the
such
first
a,
Instagram. To
yeah,
me.
It was. Like, to advocate for yourself, you can put your music up on there.
I used to change my page and just look at it. Just scroll. You remember when they used to say, hey, why'd you take me out? You're top.
Top. I just had this conversation. I was saying that we were like little mini coders
top
back
like
then.
Top was like the unfollow.
Yeah.
Like, kind of.
Yes.
Bit,
so to the point I used to find like the whatever cheat code to put on my page to where I could hide my top. Because I didn't have time to go back
That's
to school
crazy.
With that drama.
No.
You know?
Mm-mm.
Who has time for that?
Shout out to MySpace. Whatever happened to Tom, wherever you're at right now.
He was always up
Tom,
on MySpace.
Tom was friends with everybody.
Everybody. I know. I miss MySpace. I just miss decorating my page. We were creative. Like, I feel like I'm not really as creative on Instagram like that.
I'd put Havana on my page right now.
You would?
If MySpace
no,
was
that
out,
used to be the thing, though. Like,
yeah.
the argument, like, you couldn't steal somebody else's song.
Oh, no.
Like
oh, you've been to my page. I know you've seen my page because I just changed this.
Yeah, like, yeah. why do we got the same song? I remember I got into it with my cousin because I put Mrs. Officer on my MySpace. And
that was
she was
a good
like,
song, though.
She told me I couldn't have it
you
on
You can't
there.
Even be mad at that one.
She was like, I have it on mine already, so you have to find a new song.
Just put a Millie.
I know, huh? But I can't. It was a good song.
It was probably one of the best songs on that album. Top four, for real.
For sure, yeah. for sure. So let's talk about your acting career. You have been in so many projects. It's insane. It's crazy. And you were on Drop Dead Diva.
Drop Dead Diva, yes.
I love that show. You know, I just started watching that show on Netflix like a few months ago.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know it was still on there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I love Drop Dead
Drop
Diva.
Drop Dead Diva, yeah, we did that in 2012.
Mm.
And I worked as one of the lawyers. We worked as a core group. Started off as a core group background. And
mm-hmm.
I worked like 2 seasons, 5 and 6. The last season, the producer bought everyone from like the crew member, Crafty, to the transport, everybody, beach cruisers. So I really loved that show. And I
You're kidding.
Them. It was really nice of them to do that. So,
what?
Mm-hmm, it was nice. Even to the extras, you know, like you didn't have to do that. So
Where shout was I? Why wasn't I on this set?
I know. Shout out to Lifetime TV.
Yeah.
Drop Dead Diva.
And then Being Mary Jane.
Being Mary Jane.
You know, I've never seen Being Mary Jane, I don't think.
It's a good show. It's
I was like, is it a good watch? Should I
we're about
get
to,
on my binge watch?
We just finished up recently, so we're about to come out with the movie right now on BT.
Being Mary Jane, the movie.
Shout out to Michael Ealy and Gabby and Joya. We were the stand-ins, the doubles. We worked hand-in-hand with them every day for 2 seasons. So.
Wow. What's it like working with them?
Gabby's cool.
And she's directing and doing everything for Being Mary Jane, we have different...
I mean, basically, you know, it's her show, so she has input. You know, we bring in different directors, different writers. So it's a team effort, but it's her show. Of course, we want to make it show her in the best light that she feels comfortable.
Yeah.
She feels comfortable. But it's a good show, man. Michael Ealy, I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, what is he like?
He's cool. He's like the older cool guy.
I call him
the cool guy. Like when you see him in the mornings, you say, "There's the cool guy."
He just walks out and just
And it's been, you know, and I try to remember my lines and just do everything right. So we have a mutual respect for each other, and we've been cool since.
And you've also been on a show, which is, of course, my favorite, Atlanta.
Oh yeah, shout out to
FX
that. Shout out to that
Atlanta, shout which we have that. The after show here too as well. So. Being a stand-in for Donald Glover, what is that like? What did you feel when they told you that was going to happen for you?
Well, at the time, I was just crazy because there's a guy, Tyler James, Little Tyler James from Everybody Hates Chris. I was standing in Atlanta. They always call me for every African-American character.
Really?
At this point in time. Mm-hmm. So I stood in for him, and I was talking to the AD, and she was like, "I'm going to bring you to my next show." So there was a stand-in already for Donald. That worked the pilot and worked the first 2 weeks. And they brought me in and they liked me. And I stayed 2 seasons and got a role. And, you know, it's just been crazy to be able to have the opportunity. I look nothing like him, but, you know, it was just
it's
a blessing. It worked. So
yeah. What do you think about Atlanta? I think the writing is genius.
The show?
I love the show.
It's different. I mean, like, I always talk about it's like a cinematic feel because most of the time when you watch TV, it's like the way you're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They shoot, every episode's different.
Definitely.
Every episode's different. They shoot in a lower third camera angle. So for my camera people, I heard the DP say this too. But it's called lower third.
Like
a lot of lower third angles and different eerie vibes. And it's a lot of realness too. Like not a lot of shows write actual realness. Like what actually happens. Sometimes it's based off it, but they try to sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
And this is like directly to the point. So that's probably why so many people like it.
Yeah.
It's real.
And you write and direct. So besides, you know, the camera angles of the show, what else have you learned from working on Atlanta?
I definitely learned a little bit of writing process with Donald. I didn't know that you could be on like fourth episode of the show, but we haven't filmed 7 and you're still writing 7. So I thought you had to be finished with everything. That was like one thing I learned. And just that I see the process in them, man. Like, they're on set and they're calm and cool. You need a team. And if you need to have a team and not the right tools, you can do it. You can make it happen. So, yeah.
So then how did acting or modeling or acting, which one do you feel as though, like, speaks to you more or calls to your heart more?
I will always say modeling is like I originally played sports. Like, if you know anyway, I love basketball and football.
Oh, yeah. I think you did mention
so,
that.
But the crazy
you had a scholarship,
thing,
right?
I had a football scholarship and a basketball offer. And I
so
took the
what?
Football.
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents were
this.
So mad. Like,
what
oh
happened?
My like, my dad's an actual a former NFL player and a college coach now. He coaches, and he coaches semi-pro. He coaches at he's a teacher, but he coaches young kids in Baltimore. So he brings them into the gym after school, and he starts leagues. But yeah, my parents was mad because all those practices and sign-ups and stuff they took me to.
I know they were mad. Yeah.
So but I don't know, man. Like, at the time, I had a scholarship, but I also did a music video and was getting paid from MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a music video called Delirious with Vistoso Bosses.
You know what's funny? I watched that music video recently, and I forgot. I remember, like, the exact day when it premiered on 106 in Park.
So, yeah, and that was crazy because, like, I was able to make money from that.
Yeah.
And I was telling my parents, like, yo. So when I went off to school to play football, I was just sitting, like, there, like, I'm 5 hours away from what I want to do. You know, I like this, but I'm contemplating this. So it was just a rough time for me. And I felt like because I did switch, you got to keep going. You can't just, like, keep switching jobs.
Yeah.
So,
then how did you get into acting? Then you knew, like, oh, I want to be on camera.
Well, when I did the video, I was like, there's some way I got to, like, up it. Like, I have to get on a TV show. And there's a lady named Tara Westcott that told my mom they go to church together. So I was an extra on Let's Stay Together with Kyler Pratt. So when I walked in there, I was like, oh, snap, this is real. And I was an extra. So from there, I just built my networking with the casting directors, and I've been on set since that day.
What advice would you give to people who are trying to, or they don't know how to network? Like, they get on a show, they get casted, or they're an extra, and they're wondering, okay, what's the next step, or what can I do?
Mm-hmm. I would say my answer is going to be different from a lot of people.
Yeah,
because I'm independent. I started independent, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Then I had to build a team, but you don't technically have to go the necessary route. Like, you don't need an agency to book a gig. You know what I'm saying? You don't. A lot of people stop themselves because they don't have those other things. Mm-hmm. Like, you can kind of create that and then get that. Mm-hmm. That's, like, my opinion.
That's true. And I always say this on the show almost, like, every week, that because we have social media and all these different platforms, so easy for you to advocate for yourself.
Yeah, you can create your brand before other brands even see you.
Definitely.
And, I mean, I get it. It's not just easy as it's going to be, but I will say until, mm-hmm. like, a lot of people won't do something until they can get it from, like, I'm like, yo, let's write it now. Let's just write it and then use our money and film it. Because if BET or this network don't give us money, then we're going to be waiting 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So I just, like to take things upon yourself. I think take things upon yourself. Do it the right way. Get an agency. Get an agent. You know, but mm-hmm. also.
But you don't have to wait around.
Yeah, don't wait around either. Even if you get in an acting class, be an extra. You know, try to.
Yeah, something. Do something.
Do a skit. I don't know. You teach yourself. You can teach yourself how to act. Get comfortable being on camera. There's a lot of things you can do.
I know. Were you comfortable?
Like, not at first.
Really? Because like, you seem like.
It's crazy because. It's just like it's over time. Mm-hmm. Everything's over time. Like being around so many different personalities, 12-hour days, and you got to be on your feet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with that being, you know, 8 years now, I've been able to. I'm comfortable. Like a camera's on me. I'm like, cool. Mm-hmm. Script, cool. This celebrity, cool. Because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, this is what you ask for. This is what you do. So
yeah.
At one point, you kind of just gotta.
I'm curious to know, what do your parents think now that they can see
My mom's like. My biggest supporter.
Really?
Yeah, she's always been, like, worried and stuff. I have a stepdad and I have a real father. Mm-hmm. They're both still actively in my life. So, mm-hmm. of course, they was, like, working man. Like, they just wanted me to be successful and be a man. So that was the biggest thing. And but my mom, she's supportive. I saw her yesterday in Atlanta. You know, she was crying because of the opportunity I'm in right now. And she was able to meet everybody. And she just was crying because she was overjoyed. She had me at 19. So I try to... Like I said, I left school on scholarship, so you got to make sure you capitalize on everything else you do from there.
Dang. So speaking of meeting people, what is it like with Donald Glover? How is he?
Donald's cool. Donald wears the same clothes every day.
So he's really like Earn.
Earn is chill. Shout out to Earn. Shout out to Zazie. Shout out to Brian. Shout out to Keith. They've mm-hmm. came to my house and had house parties.
Really?
Yeah, Keith, my boy Keith came to the crib one time. We had a house party.
We were supposed to have him, too, here at the studio.
Keith, come to the studio, man.
Yeah.
If y'all see Atlanta FX, come to BH online.
BH, right, yes, for sure. But yeah, so they're all chill?
Yeah, they're all chill.
Donald cool. Like, that looks like the group that you want to hang out with.
Yeah, Donald wears the same thing every day, literally. And he talks to everyone. He treats everyone the same.
That's awesome to hear. Because, you know, sometimes you think... These people that you see on TV, like, oh my God, they're gonna be so cool. And sometimes they're like,
Donald's actually like really cool. I didn't know him at first. I knew mm-hmm. him through as Childish Gambino.
I know, same.
So when I stood in for him, I was like, oh, he's like a different person than I'm even. So
same too, because when I listened or when I watched Atlanta, I'm like, wow, this is so different seeing him acting. I know he used to be like on 30 Rock.
He's universal though.
Yes, for sure. He can,
whatever vibe it is, like if we're in a hip hop vibe and we're around a bunch of hip hop vibes or. If we're in this vibe, he can he's a chameleon.
Yeah, so. I think that's why Atlanta's doing so well, because it's just so relatable to everyone.
And Christian and Hero, the director, like, they do so much to get the show, you know, popping. Yeah. So
let's talk about you and the project that you have coming out. I understand you have a short film that you're working on, so tell me a little bit about that.
I have a short film I'm working on. This will be my second short film.
My
first one was Walk a Mile, which was shown in, like, different festivals mm-hmm. and theaters. Last year, I went on my own tour with the movie, and I went to, like, different cities and played mm-hmm. it in, like, small colleges or anywhere I could get it involved in. And now,
tell me about Walk a Mile.
Walk a Mile.
What the how did you come up with that story?
Well, it was, like, based off my life a little bit, because mm-hmm. I had wrote a book like 5 years ago and I never finished it. So I ended up, like, I was like, you know, we should just shoot it. Mm-hmm. And I added some stuff to the story and and we shot it there. It's 25 minutes,
yeah.
And we pitched it to networks, and we still have it.
Wow.
We've had offers,
mm-hmm.
but we just want to make the best decision.
And you just did all that, like wrote it, everything on your own?
That's Donald inspired me to do that. After that, I shot that.
Really? Mm-hmm. How so?
I just was using my money from set and was like, yo, I don't have no funding right now. So like, I just literally was writing scenes and I would have to erase because like, wait, I don't have no helicopter. It's gonna cost me like $50,000. So let me erase it. But you gotta basically, like, you know, you just basically need to make sure if you're writing something that mm-hmm. you can afford it to do it, and you're not putting yourself in a precarious situation.
Yeah.
So it's like, go ahead.
No, go ahead. So then the second one that you're working on, what is this about?
That's the yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
The yearbook is basically, I can't tell y'all what it is yet,
mm.
but this will be my second short film. It's an all women's cast.
Wow.
This particular project is going to be like a scary movie vibe for a little bit, but Will Packer, he put out Girls Trip. And, mm-hmm. you know, Will Packer produced one of the producers for Being Mary Jane. So he inspired
me. He's killing it, too.
Yeah, he inspired me with this one, so... I wanted to put together an all-women's cast, something mm-hmm. that's different.
That is different, mm-hmm. especially right now when we're looking about or talking about diversity amongst actors right now with mm-hmm. the whole, you know, Me Too and everything that's around women. I think that's really impactful that you're doing that. That's awesome.
And I took myself out the film.
Uh-huh.
I might
be. Oh, so you're not even in it?
I didn't want to. I might be in it, but I just wanted to. I enjoy creating it and being sitting back. Actually, that's more fun for me.
More you?
Yeah. Like, to see you write something and, like, people perform it.
And watch it. Yeah.
And really give emotion and stuff. Like, that's crazy.
That's cool. So when can we expect that to come out?
That would be, I would say, like, maybe the end of the summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have another project I'm doing right now. I'm writing, like, 10 episodes.
How are you keeping track of, like, all these projects? How do you do it?
Man.
How do you do it?
It's just, like, a sense of, like, of urgency. I don't know. I don't know. I'm never stagnant. Like, even if I'm sitting somewhere, I'm like, okay, I got to do something.
Be something, yeah. Like, so you're always moving.
Well,
we have some hot topics today, guys.
Okay.
So, you're down to be my co-host as we get into these?
Let's get it.
Okay. So, I don't know if you guys know... Traffic Hit Theaters, Paula Patton, Omar Epps. I haven't seen Omar Epps on TV, in a movie, in a good while. And I love his acting.
Shout out to Ashley LeRae, because she's one of the writers.
Of Traffic?
She actually helped curate the show. I'm not sure her particular title with that, but she was involved.
Wow.
And she's one of the writers for my show I'm doing now.
Wow.
So shout out to her. That just came out.
Okay. So Traffic did just hit theaters. I don't know if you guys seen the trailer, but hey, let's check it out right now.
You have been nothing but a positive force in my life. She's one.
Happy birthday, B.
It's your dream car.
It's amazing.
Let's get away from the city.
Oh my gosh.
It's miles away from everything.
It's a celebration.
I did not know you guys were coming.
I'm trying to create a moment. I want to give her something she can remember for the rest of her life.
You never cease to amaze me. What are you looking at?
You.
That is a hot rod.
Built it myself.
Where'd you learn that? The prison auto shop? Sweet ride, smoking peas in the store. You a ball player?
Not looking for any trouble.
Trouble? Can't hold a polite conversation.
Oh my God.
Car, get your...
Give me a minute. Sorry.
What are you doing in here?
Okay,
let's go. Now.
Okay.
Got a big problem.
Can't find the phone. People I work for do not accept mistakes.
It's crazy. Hey, baby, your phone is ringing.
That's not my phone. Hey, that girl. Something in my gut was telling me that she needed help.
I think I put my phone in your bag by accident.
Let me help you.
Just give me the phone. Just give me the phone, okay?
He will kill you.
Hold on!
Wait.
Hey, you got something that belongs to me.
They're gonna kill us.
I need help right now, please. I don't know where I'm at.
Where are you, little lady?
Stop!
Now I'm gonna keep you
just for me. Just for me.
That looked intense.
Crazy.
And it says April 27th, but it actually just hit theaters this weekend. I guess they pushed. I know. I didn't think that that's what was going to happen. When they told me Omar Epps and Paula Patton were in a movie together, I was like, okay, romantic comedy.
They're going hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been on a set or any projects that were like intense, drama?
Like the show?
Mm-hmm.
Like the actual show?
Yeah, or like something like that.
Let me think. Ant-Man, I did Sleepless.
Oh, Sleepless. Mm-hmm. I love Sleepless.
I feel like that movie was so underrated to me. It's crazy.
I love that movie.
I shot the guns with Jamie Foxx in that movie.
So you guys shot all that in Vegas, right?
No. They shot that in Atlanta.
You're lying.
They shot like two scenes in Vegas.
You're kidding.
Everything else was in Atlanta. We actually shot in the garage of the Georgia Dome. And they agreed to one of the sections just getting tortured in there, so we were blowing up cars.
If you watch
the opening scene with T.I. and Jamie Foxx, mm-hmm. I'm actually, a lot of the movement is me, and it's T.I.'s voice.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I'm his double. Yeah,
I have a seat. Yeah, we do have a picture of you and T.I. Mm-hmm. So you got to meet him. T.I.P.
I met him. I met him at Zonique's party long time ago, like in 2011.
He seems chill.
Yeah, he's chill.
Yeah, he's cool. What was Jamie Foxx like? Did you get to meet him?
Oh, Jamie's crazy. Jamie likes to play basketball, eat candy with you. Like, Jamie's the coolest. He's like somebody's uncle, for real. Like, really, like Uncle Snoop and Uncle Jamie.
Those are the uncles I want to have.
Yeah, Uncle Jamie's cool. Shout out to Jamie Foxx. Shout out to Jack Manson, all them.
And besides T.I., you also got to meet Oprah Winfrey.
Yes, Oprah Winfrey. That was crazy. And, like, I've been...
Did you freak out? I don't even know what I would do if I met Oprah.
What was crazy is I was working 3 months with her. I did a movie called Henrietta Lacks.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the stand-ins on the show for 3 months.
Is that the one with her? Is she in it?
Mm-hmm.
Is she her mom? It's about, I can't remember the exact date,
but I know it's about a family and her sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I was able to, one of the scenes, Oprah was like, I'm a stand-in today. So it was just a scene where I'm her nephew. And, like, she's Oprah, but mm-hmm. the Oprah stand-in wasn't there. And it was just me and Oprah. So everybody was setting up, and I was like, okay. So now I got this one-on-one without forcing it. And she was just asking me so many questions, like, how do you be a stand-in? I'm like, listen.
She was asking you questions?
Mm-hmm. She was asking me questions.
Oh, my gosh.
Her makeup artist, Derek, set it up for me because he was talking to me before, mm-hmm. prior to even meeting her. And then I had a full 30-minute conversation and asking her about scripts and, like, you know, the next step. It was really inspiring, and I was able to build a relationship with them, and now I can, if I need them for anything, I can hit up Oprah. Yeah. So.
What's up, Auntie Oprah?
So Oprah, shout out to Derek Makeup.
Wow, that's insane. Okay, have you heard or have you listened? Should I say? J. Cole dropped some new heat.
I hear.
420 was a crazy day.
My brother
day.
Was bumping it, and I still haven't heard it yet.
You haven't?
I have not. I hear it's cold, though.
It's good.
I hear it's cold.
It's good.
Yeah.
It depends on what you want to listen to.
Yeah, I like J. Cole. He's from North Carolina. Some people don't want to listen to conscious rap.
You know what I mean?
He's gotten, I don't know. Now he's aware.
Yeah.
So he's just
You can so tell. He's so mature on this mm-hmm. album. Great piece of work. He dropped some new music, Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that either. I like Ariana Grande.
I love her. Yeah. I love her. She's dope. But it was big news because over this week, Kanye said that he's dropping some new music June 1st. The album's going to come out.
When he takes a long time to drop something, that means he's been thinking, he's been creating. So I think it's going to be, every time he puts out a project in the past 8 years since mm-hmm. graduation,
mm-hmm.
he's been like putting out like different projects. It's been taking time and creative.
So. Yeah, because it's a different sound.
It's
going to
be something different we've never seen before.
What's your favorite Kanye West album?
I gotta say the first one because
really
mm-hmm.
was that college? Is it college dropout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, College Dropout because that was his coming out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? that was just coming out from being a producer, from going through all that stuff, from being looked over to dropping an album and it being actually a good car accident. And
to rap with The Wire.
That's my favorite album. And then the second would be the one with Good Life on it.
Oh, I was going to say that one, The Graduation.
Graduation. So
I love that one. Mm-hmm. I think I love that one because it was like the theme song to my middle school life.
Yeah, like Graduation was dope. That whole album was dope, the whole vibe of it. And that was a time, around that time, that's when like fashion was just, like Soulja Boy was coming out and man, everything.
It was a different way for sure. Mm-hmm. And then I also like My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy.
Yeah, that's a great album.
That's a good one.
I will give that, you know, I don't know, Watch the Throne has to beat that one, right?
Yeah.
Does that count as the Kanye album? You have to.
It has to.
Because half of, majority of it was his
for production
his sound.
And his, yeah.
But I will give that before that because if I can remember an album word for word, like more than like 7 songs, then that's when I like it. If it's like 4,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, it was cool.
That's true because I don't know, people are probably going to really come for me in these comments, but I don't know if I really liked 808s and Heartbreak.
It was cool.
It's
that's
a different
one of those
vibe.
Albums I was talking about. It's like a couple songs I liked, and it was like, it wasn't a bad album.
It wasn't.
Don't let this not get it. It wasn't a bad album. But it was just that if I was in the car and I had a choice, it would have been like 2 songs, and then we just switch it out. We're just going to switch
it's
it out.
Only a few. Yeah, every time I say that, people are like, how dare you? I'm like, I just have other options that I like. So, yeah, I'm excited to hear this new Kanye. I don't know if I like The Life of Pablo, too. People probably really are going to hate me.
There's a song on there, I don't know the title, and it's like Beautiful Morning.
I like that Father Stretch My Hands. That one's, I like it. I don't know. I'm just...
He's on his Kanye right now.
Yeah.
You got fashion. I mean, we know what he can do. We're going to see what he does next. And,
I just feel like I don't like him in all this drama. I feel like he's like Kanye Kardashian.
You know?
Like, you know, I just want Kanye.
You know, I was thinking about him yesterday. This might be a little sentimental moment, but I was thinking about him yesterday, and I was thinking about how, you know, this tragic situation with his parents and stuff, and I was like, I know that being under the Kardashian may be a lot, but that's probably the closest thing he has
to family. So, I know, and I love Kanye.
So like, that's just crazy to think about, like, man, what would it be like if this wasn't happening? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought about that yesterday. It was crazy.
Yeah, because this is the girl that used to have Kanye West on her MySpace as an actual, like, photo album. Like, I put, like, my husband, and then it was, like, a full album on my MySpace of nothing but Kanye West pictures.
He had the glasses with the...
Oh, yeah.
What were the blinders? Or the blinders?
Yeah. I think so.
Man, it's crazy how everything he does is, like, people...
Take, and then just, like, make it a thing. It's a thing. It's a trend. Except I don't really know if I'm on this new Yeezy wave, the homeless-looking vibe, the trend.
Yeah, that's that lazy vibe right now.
I just don't know why we're paying this much. Since it's Kanye, he can.
You could charge what you want, right?
Yeah, so.
What would you charge?
For that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
If you were getting a lot of sales.
I don't know, because then he contradicts me a little bit, because Kanye's like, for the people.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm doing something for the people, or if I'm like,
why
the people
should... Why is it costing $300?
And you from Southside Chicago, come on.
He got them Calabasas prices.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why
Calabasas.
I'm not expecting us. I'm like, hey, what? Come on.
Off topic, does your phone work in Calabasas? I never get service.
No, I don't. Yeah, my phone does not work in Calabasas.
Calabasas. Yeah. Shout out to Kanye.
It's probably the Kardashian. They took all the Wi-Fi, all the service.
Man,
they need it for the selfies.
If they can do that.
If they could do that,
I'm not even mad, though.
For sure.
If they can do that, I'm not even mad.
They can. I'm
that's
not.
That's boss.
Their boss is...
Hey,
the whole family
calling it right now. Beyonce for president.
2020. Did you see Coachella? Have you been to Coachella? Was Coachella this weekend too?
I've been to a Coachella. I haven't been to this one though.
No.
Mm-mm.
What's Coachella like? I've been trying to get like
just a vibe. It's a vibe. Music. You know, you go see your favorite artists. You're around so many different people. And influencers and
that's such. Isn't that crazy that that's a thing now? Influencers.
That man. It's their MySpace.
Yeah.
It's MySpace fault. It's really Black Planet fault.
Yeah.
And then Facebook and then MySpace.
I'm always thinking, like, where can it go? But I know, like, I feel like
Instagram
is trying to...
Off?
I feel like it's going to monopolize its way to, like, get into these influencers or take some of these influencers' cuts. Because they're not making any money.
I think Instagram won't go out of style for a while because it's too deep in. People have gotten all them followers. They're like, I'm not about to delete this now. Because they've tried with Vine and all them other stuff. Even Twitter can't overtake. Yeah. Twitter's like the news.
I don't even go use to Twitter.
I go to my Twitter if you need to find anything.
People say that just too. Just type the news.
Black China. And then everything that you need to see that's been happening in the past 2 minutes, it comes up.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Anything you want.
I don't even use my Twitter.
So that's my CNN. Shout out to Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I need to get on Twitter, I guess. Because I just feel like I never used it. I feel like nobody cared about what my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, and if you're on there tweeting and, like, you're expecting, like, a bunch of retweets, that's different.
Yeah.
But, like, I literally get on there just to, like...
Do you speak your mind? I post
on
mind?
There. I have people that follow me on there, so I still sometimes post. Sometimes I've thought about speaking my mind, and then you're like, why am I expressing so much right now? So I just post pictures and, like, promo, and I check the news.
Yes. That's crazy how we're using social media for the news now.
The news.
Everything is transforming. It's MySpace's fault. I don't know what's... I know. Blame everything on MySpace, huh?
Shout out to Tom, man. I need to find Tom, man. We got to find Tom.
I know.
For real.
I know. What is he doing now? Because now I feel like the only person I know is Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he's probably rich. I don't even... Yeah, Mark does own Instagram. Hmm.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
He has all that. I don't know. We got to come up with something, like an app. We got to come up with the next Instagram. Juwan, let's do it now. We gotta hurry up. The clock is ticking. We should have did it like yesterday.
We're gonna call it.
I don't know. Cause like what? I don't even know what could be the next thing.
I don't know. Cause they have so many things in one. I think they're just gonna start bringing things back. I don't even know.
Like just bring my aim back. And
oh my God.
Bring my aim back and I'm okay.
Man.
We're good. Oh, yeah. Or sidekicks.
But see, if we bring aim back, we're really losing a bit. Because all y'all used to be like...
Yeah.
And it was a wrap.
Yeah, pretty much. All you had to do is put up a cute little away message. Okay?
I'm gone for the day.
Yeah. Hit me up. Something cute. I used to love aim. That's and funny. Sidekicks. We need to bring aim and sidekicks back.
We should.
Let's just do that.
Might as well.
That's a new way.
But they're going to download my Instagram. On the aim. They don't have an Instagram on here.
Yeah, they're going to have, yeah. Because you have to add the filters. Everybody loves a filter.
What were they doing? What were people doing before filters?
I know. What were we doing before filters?
No,
that's a good question.
What? Shout out to Flickr. What is it called? Is it Flickr? One of those apps.
Which one?
Picnic? Is it Picnic? It was like one of those apps so you can just, like, yeah, it was Picnic.
You could just put filters on it?
Yeah, they had the filters.
Damn, because I used to just be doing sepia, black and white.
Yeah, they had filters. I remember that. That's crazy. Because it used to be, man, they had like cartoon filters and everything.
I don't know where we're going to go. If I lose filters, I mean, it might just be boring for me. I mean, the dog filter, the one with the hearts.
Yeah, shout out to Snapchat too. Yeah, Snapchat took over a while and then they...
It's sad that my Snapchat is used for my Instagram. So
nobody
like,
watches Snapchat no more.
No, I just use it for the filters and then I just post whatever from my Snapchat onto my Instagram.
Man, like I posted something the other day and it was like 4 views.
I know, nobody uses it.
I was like, dang.
I thought I was, okay, good. Because I thought something was wrong with me. I was like, unfollow me on Snapchat?
I just think nobody's on there like literally. And then since they changed like the way you can view it.
Just,
like,
it's a mess. Saying, it's a hot mess.
Like, I only shout out to Nick Young, but I don't even follow Nick Young on there. And I was like, how is his story?
I know they put everybody's story in my messages. I don't know if people are sending me messages or if this is their profile. They want me to look at their story. I have no clue how to use it.
It's no telling. Yeah,
so we have to figure out the next thing, the next way.
We're going to think of it. Give me, like, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll think of this.
And then we got to present it to Oprah so that she could flip it.
We can call it the Oprah Graham.
Oprah Graham, we
gotta
get her on it.
Who got Oprah Graham? We're gonna call it Oprah Graham.
Oprah Graham?
Oprah Graham.
All right. Hey.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
When you guys see us with Oprah Graham, don't be sliding in the DMs. Because
Oprah gonna have our own filters, you already know, with the money sign behind it, you know.
Oprah filters.
Oprah filters.
Doesn't he make her like Oprah emojis? Like, you know how everybody has their own emoji now? Like Amber Rose got the Muv emoji.
Man, that'll be lit.
Oprah got it.
We got to campaign that, Derek.
That's just true, though. She has a whole demographic that loves her.
She can run for president also.
Oh, for sure.
I believe so. For sure.
But, you know, since we were talking about Coachella and music, before I go, who are you? I've had this conversation. Billboard Music Awards coming out next month.
Okay.
For rap artists, female rap artists, we got Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and Danielle Cash Me Outside. Broccoli.
Okay.
So, who do you think?
Artist of the year?
Rap artist, yeah.
Of the year?
I think so,
give it to Cardi. Not that it's not more so like, oh, she's more lyrical, but she really did her thing this year. This is a year.
She's been hustling.
She changed her, like, She went from like loving hip hop vibes to like she can be a Kardashian almost. Like this the way true. People love her is what I'm saying. Not that she is, but the way people love her, she's changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people look at her in a different light. Like anything she does is gold.
Yeah. We got to see her in some movies next. Shout out to Cardi.
She definitely deserves it.
You should cast Cardi in something.
I would love to. I worked on Being Mary Jane with her, and then we did Laquan Smith's fashion show in New York last February.
Wow.
Yeah, and I talked to her there, but I haven't seen her since then because she's took off. Yeah.
Moving. She's gone.
But hopefully, I would definitely cast her.
Cardi.
Mm-hmm.
She, I think she was on Fallon. She was trying to tell people how she can, you know, how to make that noise. And she was like,
I really thought
like
it was okay.
She said it was like a cold pigeon.
I thought it was like,
in
okay.
New York.
I kept thinking people saying, okay. Like, okay. But now it's like, okay. Like, y'all tripping. Like, when I found out that's what it was, I was like, that's what y'all doing?
That's what it is. This is the new lingo. Okay. I can't even say okay anymore. It's so sad.
My throat hurting now.
Well, Jawan, it was so fun having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Anything that
it.
We need to keep an eye out for besides the second short film?
Second short film, of course, Atlanta FX is now on TV.
I
still.
Love this season. Robin season.
I think it's like 2 more episodes left.
Nuh-uh.
2 more episodes
You're
left.
You're kidding. Mm-hmm. Why so short?
And then we got another show coming this summer. Shout out to Triple B's, Big Baller Brand. I ain't gonna say nothing else.
Big Baller Brand, Big something baller in the brand. Works.
Shout out to LeVar, shout out to Zoe, Mello, Jello, the whole squad.
We got to keep an eye out for it. Well, guys, this is BHL's Next. I'm your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. Jawan, let them know where they can find you on social media.
You can find my social media at Instagram at Jawan Smith, J-E-J-U-A-N Smith. That's J-E-J-U-A-N Smith. And that's my Twitter as well, both Instagram and Twitter.
Keep it simple and consistent. Love it. And guys, follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. I will see you guys next week. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.